President Kiir made the calls while addressing various stakeholders, including representatives from the different parties to the revitalized peace agreement, religious leaders, and civil society activists.
Enough is enough. On this note, I want to repeat my call on my brothers and sisters. The non-signatory to the agreement to join us in the journey of peace, reconciliation, and healing.
President Kiir suspended the government's participation in the Rome peace talks last year in November and accused the non-signatories' opposition groups of lacking commitment for the talks. He lifted the suspension in February when Pope Francis visited Juba. South Sudan's delegation held talks in March this year with the holdout groups in Rome. However, the community of St. Egidio adjourned the talks to a later date after the parties differed over the agenda of the meeting. President Kiir says a collective action is needed to move the country forward.
This country is a great country, and there is enough for all of us to enjoy.
Reacting to President Kiir's calls, Pagan Amum, the leader of the Real SPLM, says if President Kiir and the revitalized transitional government of national unity are serious about peace or building South Sudan, they would have implemented the 2018 peace agreement. Amum accused President Kiir of not being serious on peacemaking and building in South Sudan. He says there is no peace in South Sudan, and I quote, "The people of South Sudan are in abject misery and are suffering violence, displacement, and a humanitarian catastrophe that they never witnessed before in history," end of quote. Amum added, quote, "The only way forward is for all South Sudanese stakeholders to convene an inclusive round table to build a national consensus around a new social contract as a basis for state and nation building in South Sudan if we are to end the suffering of our people and exist the current state, fragility and failure," end of quote. Several rounds of peace talks mediated by St. Egidio Catholic community in Rome to bring back the National Salvation Front, led by General Thomas Cirillo, South Sudan United Front, led by General Paul Malong, and Real SPLM, led by Pagan Amum, did not yield the fruits. For VOA News, Zamwake Simon Wudu in Juba.